Hey, what's poppin', everybody? And it is the best of program featuring some exciting things, such as calling Farrah at Froyo.
Mm-hmm.
And she, some people think she may have been on the phone briefly.
She absolutely was.
Oh, she was?
I'm 100% convinced that was her.
Okay.
Farrah, of course, in the news because she was arrested because she's famous.
It's not her fault, yeah.
Because she was famous. There's no one else famous at the Beverly Hills Hotel, even though Mark Cuban was there and all kinds of people hang out there. But I meant to mention this on the show yesterday, but the comments under the story on TMZ were hilarious. There were lots of them. People were, of course, angry that she called herself famous.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, famous for taking loads in her butthole.
Check. That's one reason she's famous.
And the next one is, who is this famous person?
Ooh.
Then she's famous. Wait, she's famous? Oh, she's famous? Who are you anyway? Oh, that's right. You're the nasty hoe who takes it up the ass.
Oh, isn't that funny? She originally got famous for taking it the old-fashioned way and getting knocked up.
Yes,
at 16. And now she's famous for taking it in the ass.
She has to evolve.
Yeah, she did.
She really does.
I don't know where she's gonna, backwards.
Know where she's gonna take it next, but
good question.
We'll find out.
And then there's, yeah, you're famous. Famous for taking a big dick up your butt.
Oh my god.
I guess they didn't recognize her from the front. Meaning the people who didn't know she was famous are the cops. So yeah, there's poor Farrah. Oh, that's unfortunate. People are so mean.
Segueing into dick news is Bobbitt.
Bobbitt, yeah, John Wayne Bobbitt. This might be the last time we've talked to him. Because yeah, now we know it's some 14-year-old dude has his phone number, my pen pal.
Oh.
One of my pen pals.
How's it going with that guy?
I haven't heard from him for a while.
You should just stay away from him.
We have lost Bobbitt many times.
Yeah,
somehow, we always end up with his phone number, though.
This weekend, he's probably spending it with Andrew. It's Father's Day.
Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, Drew.
Wait, he's a father because one time, right? One time. Wow.
With someone he really was not... Did not have many flattering comments about.
Has he ever spent a Father's Day with Andrew?
I don't think so. He ran into him at the gas station. That's
hopefully
the last
it was
thing
on Father's Day.
Yeah, we always ask about Drew because we know he cares about Drew.
I kind of wonder if there are any other fathers out there who are being celebrated on Father's Day after one-time hookups.
Oh.
Probably.
They get cards.
Yeah, surely.
Shouldn't they?
They should.
There are.
Actually, there was a controversy this week. Was it Hallmark? Somebody had a greeting card about baby daddy. It was a card you buy for your baby daddy, and it said baby daddy, and the people on it were black.
Oh,
so
what?
It became a big controversy, and they had to pull it.
Oh, Hallmark.
The baby daddy card. I don't know if it was Hallmark, but whoever made that.
Hallmark.
Hallmark's getting edgy. That's another thing in the market.
Yeah, they're the shock card company. That'd be really funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right.
Then there was some corporate beef with somebody who I dealt with quite frequently. And by the way, things are much better at this particular corporation. I think people will be glad to know.
In that particular location.
Yeah. But it was a moment in time, and there we are, going back there.
We also found out that you eat a very odd thing. I think it's odd.
I think you should try it.
I did try it. You made us try it.
It was good.
It was better than I ever would have thought it was.
And then finally, Monkey Mobile Mel, possibly for the last time, as painful as this is, something has gone terribly wrong with Monkey Mobile Mel.
And the answer to that may be
in
this particular episode.
I thought it was the spongy brakes, but it may be the spongy brakes were sort of the setup, and this is the frosting, or the spongy brakes were the cake, and this is the frosting.
Yeah.
You put it over the top, but... Regardless, enjoy the best of.
Have a great weekend.
For this weekend.
Happy
Father's Day. Of course, to all of you fathers. Yeah, boy.
I wish I had a father.
When you think about calling Teen Mom Farrah.
Oh, great.
She's opened a yogurt shop, a frozen yogurt shop. Yeah. Wow.
She's had that open for a while.
She has a
shop opening, too.
The furniture store?
Is it a fur? I thought it was a couture clothing store for brats. Remember?
Oh, yeah, her daughter's
Sophia
opening.
Sophia was going to do the hiring. Sophia's opening.
It's the 7-year-old's store.
She does all the hiring and firing.
Should we call?
I think your kid could run a store.
Oh, my gosh. She'd be as big
of
a tyrant as Sophia.
Yeah, call either one of them. Yeah, why not? We'll call the furniture store.
Charlotte would not get dressed.
I don't know where we're going to be most likely finding
Teen Mom Farrah.
Hmm.
She's a
great mom.
She's quite an entrepreneur. Oh, she's a wonderful mom.
Great daughter, too.
Oh, the best daughter. I love the way she talks to her
Michael.
Mother. God, she is
Michael.
She's got to be the most obnoxious human being.
Get out of my house, Michael.
She bosses her mother around. Her mother can do nothing. There's nothing her mother can say that doesn't annoy her.
The reviews on the yogurt shop are hilarious, by the way.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mark, what are you waiting on?
Someone to answer this phone. I forget the name of the store, though. Let me look it up.
How can they not answer the phone in a yogurt shop? What if I want to order a
Thank you for calling Sophia Loren Children's Boutique.
That's her.
We are located in the Oaks Outdoor Mall
That's
at 1900 Ranch Road, 620 South, Suite 300 in Lakeway, Texas.
Well, where are you?
Notice the owner
this hours, Farrah.
Notice the owner doesn't leave the outgoing message.
Shop Sophia Loren Children's Boutique.com. As well, please feel free to text
Whatever.
The number for our customer custom orders. We will follow up within 24 hours. We are open between Monday and Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Then they're open.
Let's be open now,
dummy. Nice answering the phone, bitch.
We do appreciate your attendance via in-store and at our
Should call the furniture store?
Following us on our social
Maybe,
media.
Sophia
the furniture
Twitter,
store's number?
Instagram and Facebook.
Maybe Sophia was having a crabby day, so she closed the shop early because she's only 8.
How many dudes has she gone
That kid is ugly, too. God.
I know.
Really? Oh, Farrah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, God, how come you stay with her? Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
Bye-bye. Why aren't you open?
Yeah, you should be answering your phone.
Why are you open?
What a terrible business. What kind of teen mom are you?
I'm going to order something.
Yeah.
See ya. Do not go here. Yogurt wasn't good. Really below
Bye-bye.
Average. And average and overpriced. Tables were sticky. Bathroom was dirty, and I saw Steph not wash their hands after going, yuck!
Probably Farrah. Or Mom.
Steph acted like they could care less about customer service. Don't waste your time. There are so many better places to go.
Huh. Well, the funny thing is she yells at her help all the time. In fact, she fired this chick on Teen Mom. Mm. She fired this girl. She made her take off her uniform right there on Teen Mom.
Did she have really? Anything on underneath?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay.
I watched long enough to make sure of it.
Her latest scandal, by the way, that her daughter is that she's giving her flat tummy tea.
Oh, yeah.
Diet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so the idea that she's got her daughter on some intense diet.
Yeah, and was sending her to school with makeup before.
Why do people act like they care?
It's because she's a pariah.
I just want to bust her for something.
I know, but
she also gave her kid a $100 bill. No, $1,000 for the tooth fairy.
Yeah,
for the fucking tooth fairy. $1,000.
For her.
Yeah, good for the brat, but the brat's going to be a brat because she's going to be spoiled to death. Gives her a furniture store. She's only 7.
1 star. Kids wanted ice cream on the 4th of July, so we cruised down to Chick-fil-A and it was closed. Looked up frozen yogurt and it said Froco is open. It's the 4th after all, so I gave a quick call. The girl answers, but not as Froco. I say, It sounds like you're open. She then has empty silence and hangs up on me. Obviously, they were closed, and the phone was forwarding to a manager or the owner's phone. Instead of talking to me, she freaks out and hangs up. Weird. This review has nothing to do with the yogurt, but certainly not inspiring me to go out of my way to bring my family here.
No, wasn't that Froco we just called?
No, I will not be going back here. The place was dirty, spills all over the floor, trash overflowing.
Thank you for calling Froco. Our hours are Monday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Then you're open now, dope.
Wednesday, 11 a.m., 9 p.m. Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I like
Friday,
the consistent hours.
10:30 p.m. Saturday.
What the fuck is that? The whole front door must be covered
Sunday,
with what the hours
11
are.
11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thank you so
it's
much.
It's ridiculous.
We'll call you back if it's needed or we'll see you in the
if
store.
It's needed?
Thank you.
At the tone, please record your
Sounds
message.
Bitchy.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'd love to come, but your hours are too inconsistent. I don't know when to come on what day. Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
Who has different hours on, like, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Who's
Every day is different.
Not open when they say they're going to be open, though?
You're an ice cream store. You should stay open regular hours every damn
Especially
day.
Especially in Texas.
Yeah. Oh, and the funny thing is, when they show her at Froco, she's constantly yelling at people like she's
Yikes.
Missed quality control, and yet we hear that the place sucks. It's all dirty.
No one's washing.
Working there, yeah, or washing their hands.
1 star, lousy service, lousy frozen yogurt. The toppings are stale, and the place is filthy. Someone should clean the bathrooms and clean up the tables. Porn star Farrah Abraham should know how to better run a business. She's able to sell pornography this easy, then you think she could sell her bland frozen yogurt to the public. Now, honestly, I'm failing to see the connection. If you can sell, porn sells itself. Right. Although, I guess frozen yogurt should really sell itself. Well, I give the place 2 thumbs down and about a year to go out of business.
We can only hope. Well, you know, she's on Teen Mom, mm-hmm. and then she does the accidental porn movie, which she didn't mean to do.
No,
remember?
She just fell on James Dean's penis.
That's right. And they had all the cameras there, which were there so she could record how beautiful she is at a young age.
While Sophia was at the daycare. That is a true story. It is a true story.
Which
people don't believe
has,
it.
Has porno star daycare?
Vivid.
Vivid video.
They have a daycare.
So she takes the money from the porn movie. No, first she starts the dildo line.
Oh, that's right.
And how did she accidentally get in the dildo line? She signed something.
She fell asleep on a conveyor belt, and they filled her up with a plaster.
It's crazy.
And she also did molds of her vagine, right?
Yes.
Her vagina?
Yes, she did.
Why? I mean, really, why?
It looked like a butterfly.
What?
I don't know.
Because she just
something with 2 things. Like,
because it's
funny.
Everybody
wants to get with her.
I've heard her arguing on Teen Mom about why that's no big deal. Because her mother was saying, people say the meanest things online. She's like, oh, don't go online, Mom. They don't understand. It's a business. I'm like, no, it's dildos, you idiot. You're selling dildos. You're a porn star. Can't make money doing anything but fucking. Actually, every dime she's made has been based on fucking. Teen Mom,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
dildo operation, and a porn movie. And then the money from that stuff is created Froco in the furniture store, which will bomb anyway.
Because they're not about...
Hopefully.
They're not about screwing.
There you go, Trudy. Yes. That's what it looks like. That's Farrah's full-on vibrating P&A. Look at that butthole. it's like a ballpoint.
I got to look at this.
Oh, my God.
Jay, who are we calling now?
Oh, there's the top view.
Oh, furnished by Farrah?
Ew.
Furnished by
that
Farrah.
That looks really weird, doesn't it, Trudy?
Yeah. It has overlapping
no.
layers.
It looks like a dog. Look, I'll show you.
Furnished by Farrah. This is Suzanne. May I help you?
Yes, Farrah there, please.
No, I'm sorry. She's not in.
Oh, this is
there?
Can I help you with something?
Is Sophia there?
No, Sophia is with Farrah. She's not here.
Oh,
either.
I thought this
was they work the same shift?
Isn't this Sophia's store?
No, Sophia's store is,
She does have a store,
right?
Mm-hmm. It's a clothing store, but it's not open yet.
Oh, it's a clothing store.
Oh, it's not open.
That's crazy. Okay. This is Drew, Mark, and Trudy.
Our store is a furniture.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
How's the furniture
okay.
there? We're calling from our broadcast here in Michigan. We just wanted to check on the store. We're big Farrah fans.
Oh, great. We're in Michigan. I'm from Michigan. I saw the 248.
Really?
Detroit area.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
No, when did you live there most recently?
I left about ago this month, actually.
You're kidding.
So. Huh.
Did you ever listen to the Drew and Mike show on WRIF?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh, this is Drew.
Oh, hi, Drew.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's me and Mark's here and Trudy's here.
Oh wow! Amazing.
Yeah.
It's crazy that I have to, you know. Thousands of miles away.
I know. What's the chance of that? Yeah, we're just doing it.
And that you're working for Farrah Abraham.
I know.
How did that happen?
You know, I in the furniture business here when I got here, she opened the store here and I met with her and it's been great. She's a wonderful person to work with and for.
Wow, you're lucky that you're from this area, or otherwise we would be questioning that very much.
Really?
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah, we definitely would be. I just saw it Froco on Teen Mom, and she fired someone on the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, maybe the person was a bad employee. I don't know. I won't say
anymore. I don't know because I don't work over there. But everyone here, we love her.
Well,
so.
That's great. Are you guys selling a lot of furniture?
Yeah. We are. We're doing really well.
Wow.
We're doing real beautiful store.
Do you ever get bummed out because you just feel like you're making Farrah rich?
No, because you know what? She's generous to us, so it's all win-win.
That's good. She pays you guys good commissions?
Yeah. She's good. She's great.
Wow. How big of a terror is Sophia, though, when she comes in?
She's actually
a chair.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, it's so wrong.
I mean, I know Farrah's great and everything, but have you seen her movie?
No.
Can you buy it at the furniture store? Do they have it by the
no.
Cash register?
No.
The furniture
no.
used in the movie?
No,
like the swing?
Don't. No. No, 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 no.
No? Oh, okay. Just asking.
No,
I thought they sold it there. Okay. Well,
no,
hey,
no.
Listen, you have a great night. It's nice talking to you.
You too.
Glad
nice
you're doing so
you.
Well out there.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye.
You
bye.
Too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
It was going to get ugly.
All right, Trudy, check this out. Doesn't this look like a dog?
Yeah,
yes. A dog's face.
It looks like one of those bloodhounds.
Oh, let me see.
Yeah, bloodhound.
It's like a bloodhound's face.
There's the vagina. Looks like there's the dog's nose.
Oh, my God.
There's the mouth. Julia's butthole.
Why would you?
I saw a starfish.
Look at that butthole. Here's the cross section of what it looks like inside.
Beaded
for his pleasure.
Oh my God.
About the product. 2, including warm wands, bring her to a lifelike temperature in 10 minutes. I gotta tell you, you gotta wait 10 minutes. Or you gotta do some serious planning ahead of time. Tight pussy and anal entries each feature uniquely textured love tunnels.
Oh my God.
Is that favorite doggy style position with handle grips for better leverage. Suction back design will stick on a smooth, flat surface. Open-ended and waterproof for fun anywhere and easy cleaning. Who's going to take this anywhere?
That is so classy.
Take,
you can travel with
take
it.
Take it?
I love that it like suctions
customs?
To a table so you can pound away on it.
How bizarre.
Some reviews. 1 star. I got herpes. Overall bad experience. I can feel the crater that Sophia made when she left. I would give it 0 stars if I could. There's 2 comments on that. Let's see. Wow. Why'd the toy give? Oh, Kindle. Why'd the toy give you herpes? I own several types of these. Even the packaging's a masterpiece.
Oh, wake up. Wake up, idiot.
Why do you have to have several types?
Who doesn't know you can get herpes from a sex doll? Jeez.
1 star. Way too loose. Did not feel good at all. I've tried similar products to know that this is terrible. 1 comment on her. Maybe you're just too small.
Ooh.
People are fighting in the Amazon comments.
On the Farrah blow-up doll.
1 star. I have Farrah's backdoor entry P&A as well as the Cyberskin Perfect Butt. And now this product. I got Farrah's backdoor first. I liked it enough that I wanted her full on to pair with my buddy, my busty aching breast, which are truly awesome. This guy's got a lot of sex toys. I was surprised to find that the Cyberskin material for the full on is much softer than that for the back door. Because of this difference, they're completely different products that may share the same original model and name, but there's no comparison between the two. Farrah full on feels like a blob of dough that I wasted money on. Farrah backdoor is a compelling P&A simulator. It was worth every penny. The perfect butt is a male masturbator, but a lesser P&A simulator than Farrah's backdoor. If you're wanting to get off, get the perfect butt.
Don't you wish you could see pictures of the guys who are giving these detailed reviews?
He's from Toronto. Let's see. He's also reviewed...
Very scientific, though.
Oh, my God. What a nerd. He also reviewed Dragon Models, tank,
of course.
A model tank.
Of course.
He also reviewed the iPhone 6 battery plus case.
The case?
Yeah. Well, it's a battery case.
Can we hear his review of the battery case?
1 star. Allow this
1 star.
He said, allow this battery case where I think it's, although this battery case where it caused my iPhone 6S Plus to freeze from time to time. It did not do this before the case. Hasn't done it since I removed it from the battery case. Returned.
Well, returned.
A 4 out of 5 stars for the Hanes Build Your Own V8 engine.
Build Your Own V8 engine?
Yeah, toy engine.
This guy, toy engine. Okay.
1 star for a, looks like a model boat.
Wow.
This remote control boat has about a 10-foot range. The boat rides low in the water and the twin screws don't move. Okay.
What's the next thing down there?
Auxiliary cables.
Oh, I thought.
Or the swan.
Like sex.
Can you believe he writes reviews for this shit?
I know. Yeah. 5 stars for the Kanusuf Men's Barracuda Trunks. Awesome, comfortable, and well-built.
Wait, trunks?
Yeah, swim trunks.
He wrote review for swim trunks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for a model battleship that he built and a remote-control Bentley.
Wow. No wonder this guy needs Farrah's butthole.
A remote-control Bentley. Yeah.
Great point.
No mystery.
Great point.
Yep.
He reviewed a Welcome Mat.
Welcome Mat?
No.
Yeah, five
what
stars.
What goes wrong with that?
5 stars for a Welcome Mat?
Nice and thick and seemed well-made. I will update this review with a fall-apart faster than expected. Cocoa Mats and More Aloha Design Coconut Doormat.
He will update his review if something changes.
He reviewed a 1,500 thread count king bed sheet set.
Once again, some people have so much time.
He reviewed 16-ounce jar of sesame tahini.
Wow. So everything in his life he has to write a review for.
Oh, my God, Trudy. They go on and on. Wow. Look at all those.
Jeez.
All
right. What
else is on the list? I'm just curious.
Let's see. Power stainless steel dinner chopsticks. Kent
Power
Super
chopsticks.
20 ooh, boys bike, 20-inch boys bike. And he bought Farrah's butthole?
Send the police.
Comfort line self-inflating seat cushion.
Somebody send the OPP there.
Good
to
God, these are the most, these products are the kind that I would never read a review
snappy
for them.
Snappy popcorn, 1 gallon butter burst buttery oil. How bad could that be?
That's my point.
Snappy?
I mean, these are products no one even wants to review. You just go in and buy it. A review is a waste of time.
I would never look to find out if my snappy popcorn oil was reviewed positively or not. By the way, did you hear that guy that kept the woman hostage in the
Wyoming, Michigan thing?
South
Carolina?
Yeah.
He did an Amazon or one of those about handcuffs.
And the chainsaw, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That guy's fucked up.
Amazon reviews. And it was like, well, they probably, could get through. Or I don't know. It was like some line of defense kind of
thing.
He
was basically saying if you're killing someone.
Right.
And telling you how the product works.
Yeah. Right. And do you think cops go through the Amazon reviews?
They should.
They might know.
Hey, wait a minute.
You better go get this guy.
That was incredible. What's that?
That was pretty nuts.
Oh, another Froco? Hello? Oh, Froco?
Yes.
Is Farrah there?
No.
When do you expect her back?
I have no idea. She's a very...
I know. I think she's spread herself a little thin. She's never at work. I called the furniture store. I tried to call the clothing store. I called the dildo the dildo factory, and I called the X-rated movie place too. And she's not there.
Wow, you're so mature.
What?
You do know that you are bothering.
What? She didn't make a porno movie. She doesn't have a dildo line.
You are bothering her employees. You do know that, right?
I'm what?
Don't call us back again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Liz, she's got a porno line. Sorry.
Wait. Bye-bye.
What'd she say? She's calling the cops?
Yeah.
What did she say? You were bothering her what?
At work.
It sounded like Farrah, didn't it?
It did sound like her.
Oh. Oh, and the snappy remark, you're so mature.
Yeah, it sounds like
she says
something
to people
say
all the time on the show.
Oh, you're talking to her.
Don't forget the review that said it like rang to a manager's house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Try it back. We got disconnected.
That's just like her that threatened the cops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't that Farrah?
By the way, this reviewer,
she might actually call the cops.
Found another great
review. The cops heard us?
No, for what? For making a phone call?
Really? They have better things to do.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
Can I help you?
I just got disconnected. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't get disconnected. I hung up on you because you're being very immature. You're like, what, 30? And you're calling...
Stop
whining.
Try 57. Nice guessing someone's age.
Farrah.
This isn't Farrah.
Farrah. No,
so
is this Farrah's mom?
If you work
this...
for her, you just pick up her affectations?
Actually, I'm related to famous people, but I'm not related to Farrah.
Oh,
what famous people are you related to?
That argument makes no sense, you dope.
I'm related to Wade Phillips and Bum Phillips, and you're bothering me at work, so goodbye, have a blessed day.
No, we want to find out more about that.
Bye-bye. Again.
She's related to famous people.
Wade Phillips and Bum Phillips, really?
She couldn't help herself from bragging.
I tend to believe it because what idiot like that would just make up those two people to be related
That's true.
To?
No,
Wade Phillips and Bum Phillips.
Those are kind of cool.
I like Wade Phillips a lot.
I like
yeah.
Bum. I love Bum Phillips.
Well, let's call her back. Maybe she'll get us his autograph. But what does that argument mean? I'm related to famous people? What does that have to do with
You're
anything?
Like 30 and you're acting immature.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Yes. Oh, whatever. Let's try John Bobbitt. John was on. We always try to find John Bobbitt. He bobs up every once in a blue moon. Mark talked to him before the show.
He did not want us to call him. So naturally.
I'm livid, though.
So naturally, we're going to call
him.
He
wants to fly in and appear because he was edited poorly on the Steve Harvey show.
Which
has nothing to do with us.
Bobbitt has said that before. That's been his MO. He'd much rather come in and do something.
We've talked to him a million times.
No.
We don't edit him.
Just be forewarned, terrible phone connection for Bobbitt. It always has been, and it always will be, for whatever reason. Remember the couple times we talked to him at 105.1, how bad his stupid phone was?
I know. And he was usually a question behind, too. His answer is usually one question ago.
Be prepared, because when I talked to him earlier...
Bring it up on the board, Jay. You had a nice conversation with him, though.
Oh, yeah, it was lovely. Spent 90% of the time trying to get off the phone. Once he said he couldn't do it.
Oh, come on, John. John.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
sorry,
Drew.
Sorry, man. I'm on a warpath.
No, I know. It's Drew. John, I can't believe this. You got to come in to be on the show. What's going on, man?
Well, I mean, I'm really upset. You know,
I understand, but John, you've been on our show a million times. Our audience knows you in and out, and we don't edit you.
Okay, good. Well, I know my story really well now, and I want to be able to tell it in a way that people can understand it. But I didn't understand it, and I didn't know how to explain it to you guys back then.
Your story?
There's a lot of details involved, and I like to get them all out.
You mean the Lorena story?
Yeah, me and Lorena, yeah.
Yeah, well, we would love for you to do that. And actually, I'd love it if you came to town. That's fantastic. In fact, Mark even said you were talking about coming in on your own dime. What are you? Have you come into some money lately?
Yeah, of course.
What do you do?
You're always working, so I guess you're saving your money now, John.
Well, my disability. So I mean, I got in a car accident. So
oh, that's right. I remember that. I remember that. That actually made the news.
What, John? What happened?
Well, the guy made a left turn in front of me, and she caused an accident. Which, I had to go to hospital and get surgery, have surgery, and I was in a lot of pain for a while.
Oh, man.
What kind of surgery?
And then
penis.
Oh, neck surgery.
Was
fracture two vertebrae and herniated 3 discs.
But your main concern about your penis?
Huh?
Nothing.
Mark asked if your penis was injured in the car accident.
Like, was that your first concern?
Oh, no.
I know, John. I'm joking.
Of course.
I want to get serious first and then joke.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yes, no, I understand, John. I seriously.
Have a soreness, though.
By the way, I like the shaved head. That's a good look for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that new?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to look, kind of want to make Steve comfortable.
why didn't you grow a big goofy mustache too then? That would have been great.
Yeah. Well, I tried.
You tried.
And that commercial where the kid went in and there's a bunch of people waiting on an interview and he saw the picture of the boss. He went in the bathroom and shaved his head. I don't know.
John, I heard on the show
went off pretty well. So.
John, how long will you be on disability? This sounds like a long term thing. It sounds like pretty serious stuff.
Well, I have two doctors. They're saying that they don't want me working at all.
I wouldn't. You can't risk re-injuring that thing or making it worse.
I have a foot injury and neck injury, so
I
went to my doctor a couple weeks ago and they said look at the X-rays and said I really don't want you doing anything.
John, is it possible that you could be stuck on disability, literally being paid for not being able to work for the rest of your life?
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I'm hopefully I get my book written.
Oh, yeah. Well, but you don't have to do any physical labor to do that.
I mean, no. Just because they'll hire somebody that's really, really good at writing.
Yeah, just but they won't cut off your disability for writing a book, though, would they? I mean, you'll still be able to keep your disability, right?
Right, right. Well, it's self-employment, yeah.
Just make sure no one sees you carrying a box of those books once they get printed. I've seen those specials where people get busted.
Yeah, or water skiing.
Yeah. Okay, John?
Or roofing.
Landscaping. Don't do any of that.
Hey, John, somebody texted or emailed about you the other day, and they were saying you've got to get in touch with John Bobbitt. He was on the Steve Harvey Show. And they said, and I know you weren't happy with the way the show was edited, and I totally understand that. That happens all the time. But they said there was no reference to your son, Andrew. Now, when we knew you from way back when, Andrew was a result of a one-night stand with a woman who was not super attractive, I guess. In fact, I believe she was, I don't know if she, did she lower herself in the swimming pool when she goes swimming on the diving board?
I think so.
Anyway, she's kind of a big girl. And anyway, Andrew was born, and there was some miscommunication, and the years went by, and last time we talked to you, you actually had started to attempt to have a relationship with young Andrew, although he's, how old is he now, 18 or 19?
He's about 23 now.
Oh, my God. Wow. Now, have you started a relationship with him at all?
No.
Oh, man.
I haven't, no.
Is that one
never,
of those?
Never tried a relationship with him.
You haven't really tried?
I might.
Yeah, you should give it a shot. At some point, I would say that might be cool to get to know your son a little bit. I mean, are you hoping for that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if he wants to reach out to me, I'll say yes. I mean, your dad. But
has he been kind of
that, has he been I had kind, no contact with him?
Has he been kind of a dick about it?
Well, I haven't spoken to him. I have had no contact with him at all, really.
Right.
I mean.
As his father, John, what kind of fatherly advice would you give to him in terms of having a relationship with you?
What kind of advice? I don't know. No, what you mean?
Well, yeah, I mean,
that was kind of an Inception-esque question.
That was
there,
a pretty
John.
Heavy question. I mean, you are his father, your father. What kind of advice would you give him as his father? In terms of having a relationship, I mean, wouldn't you think that would be good for him to have a relationship with his father, which is you, ironically?
Well, I never really give that much thought about having a relationship with me, maybe, but if he chooses to, then fine. But I think that his mother had a lot to do with, you know, pretty much keeping me out of his life, so.
It's really on him. I mean, it's not, I mean.
Clearly.
It's not your fault. I mean, if he won't start a relationship with you, there's nothing you can do about it.
He can find you a lot easier than you can find him.
Well, it's someone that, would always, everybody thought that would always make a good father, you know what I mean?
Of course, John. Absolutely, your military experience, you are a worldly guy. Look at all the experiences you've had working at the Bunny Ranch, your military experience, you're in the Marines, for God's sakes, getting your penis cut off. I mean, that was a horrible experience, but nonetheless, a learning thing.
You're a survivor.
Great term. You drove. You were driving limos for a while. I mean, you've had contact with huge stars. Ron Jeremy, people like that. I mean, there's no end to what you could offer this child if he wasn't being such a dick about it and would just get in touch with you.
Right.
I mean, is that? I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, would you say that's one of the bigger disappointments in your life? Like maybe a 6 or 7?
Not getting to know him.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean,
but getting to know,
I didn't know his mother that well. I mean, like I said, I dated her for a short while, and
wasn't just a one nighter.
Well,
she got me. We had a party at a hotel, and it was my birthday, and she gave me a birthday present while I was passed out drunk. And Andrew was the result of that. So.
Oh. So it's really not even your responsibility. I mean, you don't feel any responsibility, do you?
I think she wanted to get pregnant, so it was on her. And I had no knowledge that she was,
she trapped you.
Yeah, she.
Well, I think Andrew's grateful that it happened, though. It gave him life.
That's right.
Yeah, she was pretending that she was a cowgirl.
What do you mean? She was the size of a cow?
No, she got into fitness modeling, and she did some fitness modeling for a while.
What? Yeah. What was she, the before pictures?
Well, you know, you can see that on Facebook, her profile picture is B Hayes, B-E-A-H-A-Y-E-S, B Hayes.
Oh, wow.
And you see pictures of her. So.
Mark's checking out. Well, you used to say that she apparently she had packed on some pounds. At some point, she had gotten kind of big.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, she looked pretty good when I was getting her, and then she, you know, I don't know, if, you know, when she got pregnant, I don't know, put some pounds in, but she's been back.
Well, leave it to a chick to pack on pounds when she's pregnant. You know,
she picked the pounds off when did fitness modeling for a while.
Wow.
Salt fan, all cut up, you know. You did all that, look, you know. So they had a hard body, you know.
And then, really good. Did you have her, Mark? Is she up?
I can't find her.
Oh, that's too bad.
B-A-Y-E-S, Facebook.
Oh, B-E-A.
Okay.
H-A-Y-E-S. She's getting a lot of hits.
Oh, there she is. Does she live in the same area you live in?
Well, in Florida now, but she's back in Niagara Falls.
Let's see. I don't know. She might be blocked.
Orlando.
Does she like to post inspirational quotes?
Well, she's kind of cute. Oh,
no.
I think she's kind of cute. Oh, is that her currently?
No, that's her mom, I think.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, she's aging.
She's not bad, John.
She's pretty cute. I think you should rekindle something, John.
I went to an Italian girl right now. She's about 4'11".
Hey.
And
what's her Facebook page? Party.
Is she listed under Spinner? B Spinner?
Joni, J-O-N-I, Cimino, C-I-M-I-N-O.
Joni Cimino, Mark.
Joni Cimino.
I think this chick's Joni pretty Cimino. Cute. I think Andrew's mom is cute, John. You got an instant family there if you rekindle things.
Yeah, she's got long, beautiful hair, green eyes, nice tan. Keeps her body all hard and pretty firm.
You like those hard bodies.
He does.
Hey, John, can we get official comment on you on a story that's in the news? Did you see that a man received the first penile transplant in the United States? Did you see that story?
No, I didn't see it.
What? Nobody's reached out to comment from you about this? You would be the right guy to ask.
That's incredible. This is an exclusive. The first comment from John Bobbitt on the first successful penis transplant in United States history. A 64-year-old man by the name of
Thomas Manning, 15-hour surgery, has a new dong.
John, can you make official comment?
Well, I mean, if he does what the doctor says and he heals properly, should be fine.
Okay.
You know, just stay healthy and get a lot of exercise, eat well. And
stay hydrated, right?
Excellent advice. And
some people are really good at healing than others, so it depends.
He is 64 years old. Do you have any advice in terms of using
I'm a combat marine, man. I'm a warrior.
Mm-hmm. We know that. John, using it for the first time? Should he be nervous about it? Do you think he should go in there confidently, just ignore the fact that he's got a new penis? How did you go about that the first time you actually were intimate with a woman after the reattachment?
Well, it depends how much you're hurting for a squirting or not.
Oh,
so if you're really desperate, you're gonna be like chasing a girl around. Get back here! I'm not done yet.
John,
I
was kind of interested in the donor angle. The guy that donated his penis. Would you ever think? I mean, you've got a really famous penis. Would you ever think of donating it? God forbid, should something happen to you and you pass along.
Lithonian, yeah.
Using your penis as a donor Lithonian? Penis.
Maybe to the Smithsonian.
Donate to the museum.
Oh yeah. Well, you might be able to cash in. In fact, what if John and this Manning guy, what if they started made an appearance together? This might be a chance for John to cash in the first reattachment surgery along with the first penis transplant surgery. John, there's some money in this.
Famous Penises of America tour.
Yeah. All right,
I was going to say, you don't sound too excited about it, John.
Maybe he could write the forward. He could write the forward for John's book.
I mean, I wasn't expecting you to open for him. I thought he would open for you.
I just read a story about a woman cutting her man's penis off, and she put it in the garbage disposal.
What?
You hear about that one?
No.
Yeah, a monster.
Jesse Becker, the guy had filed for divorce, and he reestablished a relationship with his ex. Apparently, they were still living with each other. And then he came home from work, and she drugged his food, just drugged his dinner or something. Like he got sick and laid down, went to go lay down. He's passed out, and she tied him up to the bed.
Oh.
And she goes, you deserve it. And cut his penis off.
Oh, my God, what a beast.
And discovers the disposal.
So when they were attached, it was all chewed up? Yeah, the thing must
that's
be a
exactly
mess.
Coffee grounds on it, and lettuce.
That's putting the garbage disposal. He's in bed, tied up, bleeding to death. He can't go nowhere.
Oh,
and
my God.
All of a sudden, he hears the garbage
disposal. Oh, God.
Did he live? Is he alive?
So, he's alive, yeah. Oh. And, you know, of course, he don't have a penis, and his name isn't publicized, but she just got sentenced.
Good.
And she did...
she got life, right?
She got her life in prison with possibility parole after 7 years.
That doesn't sound like life in prison. There she is.
That's what should have happened to Lorena. Lorena should have got prosecuted for what she did.
And that's amazing.
She should have got deported.
That's something.
Been 5 to 10 years, and then when she got out, they should have deported her. That's what should have happened.
I can't wait to get that ironed out and read your full comments on that when you do put your book out, John. That'll be fascinating. I can't wait to read that.
She did it because I was leaving her, and I was laying in bed, and she thought I was having an affair already.
Yep.
She basically did the same thing that woman did.
Yeah, no, but, horribly mistreated. There's no question about that.
What I find amazing is John.
The thing is, her boss that had a chain of beauty salons. She had a Harvard degree. Pretty much orchestrated the whole outcome of the case.
I never knew this.
Her boss, and they said, "Oh no, you can't say that. You just cut his penis off. You got to say something like he raped you or something." And then they put her panties and made it look like, I did something to her. Yeah.
So her Harvard-educated boss came up with this entire story that we've been reading for all these years, and it's going to take John Bobbitt's book, apparently, to straighten this out.
You'll see pictures of her. She's a beautiful blonde-eyed bombshell, blue-eyed, and it's her name is Dana. But anyway, she runs a big publishing company, I don't know. But she got right off because she sucked up to the prosecutors, and they developed some sort of compassion toward Lorena because she made them believe her story.
The untold story. I'm just guessing this did not come out on the Steve Harvey show.
No.
No?
No, we joked around. We didn't have time to get serious, but,
That's a shame.
I just want to get serious. The people don't know, I was never a bad person ever. In my life, I was never a bad person.
No, and you've never been in trouble anywhere else besides that either, which is great. Your record's clean as a whistle. And you worked in some pretty controversial places, but you still were able to maintain a pretty clean record.
Really?
Not at all having fun, man.
Hell no. No, and if somebody arrests you for having fun, whose fault is that? Hey, John.
Imagine how much fun we would have if we went to the bunny ranch right now.
Wait, what's that? What about Dennis?
Dennis Austin, yeah. Imagine how much fun we would have if we went to the bunny ranch right now.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
It's immeasurable.
It's tons of fun.
Yeah, John, why haven't you been to the Bunny Ranch lately?
Well, it's just been,
too injured, the disability?
Well, I was working in Vegas, and then my mother was having problems with cancer, so I went back home. Ugh. And, she died in 2013.
So. Oh, boy, I'm sorry. That's a shame. I know you felt really strongly about her. She adopted you and your siblings, right?
Right.
That's another great story for the book, John. I got to tell you, the more I think about it, I don't know why we didn't think that this book should have been out a long time ago. But let's save some of that for next time when you fly in and tell your entire story.
Right.
But so in the meantime,
who do I find? Who I'm looking for? A good writer. So how do I find a good writer? And you guys got to know something.
Yeah, we do.
Ghostwriter or a co-writer?
Yeah.
I think John Symantec would love to have that story.
I got all the court transcripts. I got the tapes, and I got all the everything that a writer would need.
You cemented one of his.
There's that one famous ghostwriter / co-writer that does all the sports books.
Oh,
I can't think of his name off the top.
He's
good. There's plenty of.
He's
them.
Really good. Hey, John, we're gonna do some homework on that and get back to you. But in the meantime, save up some of those disability bucks so you can fly out and come on the show in person, in the flesh.
Okay. Well. I got a pretty big settlement coming too. So
that's excellent.
Hey,
that's great. Right. You deserve it after all you've been through.
Glad things are looking up for you, John.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, definitely. Let's come out there. I gotta come out there anyway without you.
Yeah, it's about time you got a break.
Right.
Okay, John, thanks for the time. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
John Bobbitt, unable to talk to us, unfortunately. He told Mark before the podcast.
He's got a lot more to say.
I know.
Hey, we got exclusive comment, though, on the penis transplant story.
It's huge.
Which was, if he takes care of it, he'll be fine.
Mark, that's huge. And eat healthy.
I laughed about
with lots of fluids.
It's so funny. He's like, hey, did you hear about the story that the lady threw in the garbage disposal, which none of us have.
And no.
We really do follow the news really well. So I just had this thought that he's got a Google alert for any penis severing story. A Google news alert. So every day he gets a list of stories. He has to. I mean, he's probably been called for comment on all of them. What a bummer, though. He's so associated with that.
I know.
Is there a plaque like where it was found in the field?
I know there should be, shouldn't there?
You know, like those historical markers?
Historical things, yeah. They're kind of shaped like a yield sign, but
yeah,
they're a little more less defined.
I mean, do you think he knows the exact location, like where it was found?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I wonder if he's ever gone back and visited it.
That's more for the book.
Yeah. Well, or when they do a documentary on him. That's how it'll open him on the side of the road. And going, it was found right around here. Or they'll have the cop or
a recreation.
Whoever it was that found
it. It was a fireman.
Yeah, they'll find that guy and he'll have to point out where they found it.
It was the rookie that had to pick it up. They made the rookie come and pick it
without
up.
Without gloves?
I don't know. Probably. You know, I think he'd be a heck
such,
of a...
It was such a wild story.
Don't you think he'd be a heck of a father just based on the way he described the way things have gone with Andrew?
I think Andrew's doing just fine without him. I mean, you'd want to maybe have contact with your biological father, but Andrew's making a life. Didn't you run into him at a gas station? Wasn't that one of the stories you told us?
He did, yeah. But he acts like it's Andrew's fault and that, you know, he doesn't want a father.
I'm kind of with John on that.
Well, he's been poisoned by the mother.
Who would be easier to find?
The mother, by the way, this is so interesting, Mark. The mother previously was a one-night stand. She was a hog.
Mm-hmm.
Because John was pissed at her when that first came up. I'm convinced that John was angry at her.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decided that she was a one-nighter hog, and he made a lot of fun of how fat she was. But now that all this time has passed, it turns out she's actually hot, and he dated her.
Fitness model.
The ever-evolving story of John Wayne Bobbitt.
He is amazing. Everybody that touches him in his life is amazing. It was funny when we had him in town. That would have been 97.
Oh, yeah.
Last time.
Yep.
You know, obviously people knew he was coming, but I took him to the airport, and it's weird when you don't expect to see somebody like that, and you start realizing how many people are looking at you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Looking at you. And we were at a bar in the airport, and I remember sitting there, and the people next to us were, I got maybe from Germany or Austria or something, and they knew who he was.
No kidding.
They recognized
him. Really?
You know, John ate it up. John liked it.
Oh, he loved it.
Yeah.
He did a tour.
That's right, yeah. But for international people to recognize him because he got his dick caught off.
I know, it's incredible.
I honestly, okay, we can poke fun at John for certain things, but it's honestly quite amazing that he's doing as well as he is, considering most people would have just disappeared or folded, and here John does pornos, and you know,
he's got hot chicks constantly. Yeah. He's always got a hot chick. I mean, they're always good looking. He's very Trumpian in that respect. Trump's always got a good looking woman.
He's got some thick skin, and I'm not talking about his dung. Well, good for John. We got to get him in, man.
No, we do. Definitely. He needs to tell his story.
Some of those disability bucks. Which I just picture look like traveler's checks for some reason. I don't know why. Just these oversized things.
Mark, he may be on disability for the rest of his life. That's how tragic this accident was.
The accident did sound pretty bad.
Yeah.
He was T-bone. And I guarantee the first thing he did was grab at his crotch to make sure his dick was still there. Is it still there?
Oh, okay. By the way, Thomas Manning, 64-year-old, did have the successful penis transplant. We've just found out about that.
Yeah. This is, God, what a great story.
He was a burn victim.
Wait,
he wasn't a burn victim. I'm sorry. He's not a burn victim.
I want to know how this accident happened.
He was in an accident, and something fell on him. Weighty object fell on him.
He tried to catch it with his crotch, apparently.
No. Actually, his crotch was not injured in the accident, but while investigating the injury...
That's right.
The cop saw a growth on his cock and said, hey, what's that? The guy's like, oh, I don't know. I thought it was normal.
Who is this eagle-eyed cop? This man's been crushed in an accident.
It was the doctor.
Oh, it was the doctor. I thought you said cop.
No, I said cock. The doctor said,
cock!
What's that thing on your cock? He said, I don't know. That's normal. As far as I know.
Wait. So something bad happens to you? The doctor examines your dong?
The injury was near his cock, apparently.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they went back and biopsied it, and he had cancer. Yeah, it was terrible.
I didn't even know that was a thing, penile cancer.
I know, penile cancer. It's rare, but it happens. So this poor guy had a penectomy. I'm not joking. Mm-hmm. He had a penectomy and was left with a one-inch stump.
He still hasn't looked at it, he said. He wasn't quite ready to.
I don't blame him.
Really?
Well,
oh my God, that would be the first thing I'd do is look at it.
Although when you've had a stump, I guess you might want to look at it. He had to pee sitting down, by the way.
Well, you know, what's wrong with that? sometimes you need a break.
That was actually in the story, by the way.
Sometimes you need to just sit down and hide.
So he asked for a transplant after this penectomy, and the doctor said, well, we'll consider it. It's not done very often, but as he said, he kept his eye on the prize.
Once again, the first one was 10 years ago in China, so we're losing out again to China.
And South Africa's had a successful penile surgery, surgery, and that guy's fathered a child.
I know.
Hot dog.
That guy's got it hanging out all the time.
Hell yeah. You know that guy got a big one.
I got to tell you, every donor penis is going to be big, Drew. Nobody's going to donate a tiny one.
I don't know. You know they're going to try to be politically correct about it and transplant normal-sized penises, even small ones, and act like it doesn't matter. They're going to act like it. Mark, they're going to act like the size doesn't matter.
Well, they're wrong, because even regardless of the whole size issue, just based on the science, don't you lose a little when you're attaching things? You're going to lose like an inch. You have to start with a bigger one,
of course, because it's just like a when you like a speaker cord or something.
Yeah, and you cut it down.
Yeah, you lose a little bit on each side.
Exactly,
because you got to make it even.
And so you got to start with as big of a donor penis as possible.
So anyway, this poor guy,
he's got to take anti-rejection medicine too. Which, how bummed would you be if your body rejected your new dick?
Ugh. Well, those people.
Your body's just like, oh, forget this thing.
I know. Blah. I know. Just watching it just slowly get.
Disappeared.
Yeah. Discolored and. Ew.
You know that lady that got the face transplant? Her body's rejecting her face now.
That happens a lot with
these
faces.
This is the fan that Charla, I forget her last name, the one that chimpanzee, her friend's pet chimpanzee.
God, that poor woman.
Oh, it's the worst story. And now, after all that, her body is rejecting her new face. Which, once again, be very troubling if your body's rejecting your face.
Absolutely.
Ugh.
Oh, what she went through, that poor one. I mean, that's just the most
horrible
story.
It's kind of interesting, though, this hospital that did this penile transplant, they spent 3 years preparing for the transplant. The team did meticulous dissections in a cadaver lab to map out the anatomy and operated on 5 or 6 dead donors to practice removing the tissue.
How bizarre.
How would you like to be the guy? I mean, you don't know because you're dead, but I'm going to donate my penis. It's going to help somebody out. Next thing you know,
it ends up being in some fake surgery.
Yeah, exactly. Some med students just messing around with it.
Oh, that sucks. Well, do you know they had 12 surgeons and 30 assistants working on the surgery?
15-hour surgery.
Unbelievable. And they said that the criteria is having the proper blood type and the right skin tone. Now, I would cross out skin tone and write in size. Are you kidding me? Who cares about the skin tone? You've been through that. You've had a one-inch stump for years. You want a big cock for a while.
You don't care about
what time you have
tone
left. Don't you deserve one?
although you deserve to be hung. It could be pretty reckless. I mean, what if it's just giant and he just goes, like, he can't not go have sex immediately? Or he tries to show it off, and it's just not ready to be that way.
Wow, like the guy that gets the murderer's hands?
Yeah.
and he starts strangling people?
Yeah, exactly.
Goes crazy?
You got to be careful.
God, that movie's wild. Mark, we've got the number for the doctor. You want to try the doctor?
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure he wants to talk to us.
Which doctor is this?
It's probably going to be quick.
I mean, there's 20 of them.
Dr. Curtis Citrullo.
This Mr. Manning, by the way, said, I couldn't have a relationship with anybody. You can't tell a woman, hey, I had a penis amputation, which I
baloney.
Disagree. I disagree. There's plenty of chicks that would be interested in.
They always want to nurture.
And so now he has to go, hey, I had a penis transplant, like as if that's better than saying you had it. Well, I guess it is better than saying
it's better than a penectomy.
A penectomy. We really know it's penectomy.
Thank you for calling the office of Dr. Curtis Citrullo.
Oh,
champion
please have
of the penectomy.
Your Mass General blue card number ready for the operator.
What?
Please stay on the line, and the next available agent will assist you.
No, that's bullcrap. We know you're calling about the penis transplant.
Here's another great
Here's
line.
Here's how you get your interview.
Mr. Manning never gave up hope. Quote, I kept my eye on the prize, he said. So this poor guy's thinking about dicks all the time.
Yes, it's Drew and Mark calling on the Drew and Mike Network, and we're trying to get a hold of Dr. Citrullo. We were supposed to do an interview about the penis transplant with Mr. Manning.
Okay, just one second. Can I have your name?
Yes, it's Drew. It's the Drew.
And from what facility you're calling?
We're calling from the Drew and Mark program.
It's part of the Drew and Mike podcasting network.
Exactly.
And your telephone number, please.
I can't give that out, ma'am. We're broadcasting.
Yeah, we need a callback number. We page them.
Oh
well, this is an interview. Apparently, did you hear about the surgery? By the way. Dr. Citrullo, this is the guy you answered the phone for. He successfully...
Yeah, no, I know. He did a penis.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that fantastic?
That's awesome.
That's got to be headline news up there, right?
Yeah, everyone's been calling about it. We need a phone number to call back service, the emergency line.
Do you know, we've been researching this thing backwards and forwards, and we can't get any information about the size of the transplant. Did they say anything about that? They mentioned the skin tone and the blood type, but not the size of the penis that was transplanted.
No.
Boy, don't you think they should include that in terms of the story?
I do not know. Service to the emergency line. Do you want me to have him give you a call?
You want
back
to comment
or not?
On that? No, I'm going to call him at his home number because we're supposed to have an interview. I'm just going to call him there. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
See you.
Think she believes that I'm calling his home right now?
Voice of an angel. Here's another.
Now, why can't she comment on the fact that the size should be included in the story? That's crap on her part.
Yeah, she's just the answering service.
But she's a human being.
She should have said she's had
a penis in her hand before.
She should have said, sir, you're going to have to separate my job from my personal feelings. So as a human being, here's my comment. But it is no way reflective on my answering service ability.
That's how she should have handled it, and she could have. It's a strong enough subject that she damn well should have.
Mr. Manning, he did have one serious complication. He had to be rushed back to the operating room the next day. But since then, his recovery's been fine, and his quote is, if I'm lucky, I get 75% of what I used to be.
What does that mean?
Well, if he was 10 inches before, he's going to be 7.5 now. Which is kind of a cool thing to say. I think he should have gone lower. He should have said 50%, and then everyone would have thought he was really hung before.
Mark, we might have this guy's phone number.
Are you serious?
I think we're going to call his home.
Oh, boy.
Dial it up fast.
Oh, boy.
We need to take a break, but I don't think this will last long. I just have a feeling. It's a crazy feeling.
It's a cool story, man. What a horrific idea, losing your dong.
I know.
And then getting a new one? Some people just want a new one anyway.
How can it not be headline news in every paper in the world?
It costs $75,000. Would you just get a new one for S&Gs?
If you were really troubled about the size. You know rich people are going to abuse this
That's
system.
What I mean. Well, what if you just want something new?
Just a change of pace? It's a lot to go through. Rich people are going to demand that these...
Something new.
Dr. Citrullo, it's Drew and Mark calling on... We're calling on our medical podcast. We focus on transplants, and we are fascinated by what's going on up there with the penis transplant.
It's an amazing story. It's giving hope to a lot of people.
There was a lot of information left out in the media accounts that we're very disappointed, actually.
Just some basic facts and figures.
We understand that skin tone and blood type are a big part of this procedure, but we didn't see anything about the size of the penis transplanted. And we still know the man had a 1-inch stump, but
both length, girth, and volume displacement are kind of germane to the story.
Just a thought, you know, if you can release that stuff or maybe make it front and center. I know on this particular broadcast, we would appreciate that, and hopefully, I tell you what, we'll try back another time. Apparently, you're not available right now, but congratulations. Great work, sir.
Job well done. Kudos.
See ya. Hey, I have to get something off my chest tonight. I'm having a horrendous experience with a retail food outlet.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Not 7-Eleven.
No. Okay. No. Never 7-Eleven, no. This one just blows my mind because I like Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my God, you love Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, absolutely. I buy their sandwiches all the time.
Wear their shirt. You had that Dunkachino shirt for a long time.
Oh, yeah. And I love their donuts. I mean, I love everything about Dunkin' Donuts.
I can go for one right now.
There's a convenient Dunkin' Donuts that I've been going to a lot, and they're supposed to be open until 10 at night.
Yeah.
And I go there. I get there a lot of times, like 8:39, just like get a bagel with an egg sandwich, egg and bacon sandwich, just to eat.
Talking
something
at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they always close. They're never open.
Really?
They never open after 9 o'clock ever. And I always go in there, I'm like, what's going on? Oh, well, we closed early. We had to do this. And they always give me a reason, like it's
really?
Something special tonight. So anyway, the other night I went there at 6:30 because I'm like, they can't be closed at 6:30. That's too early. Closed. I'm like, what
wow,
the fuck? The girl's still there. She goes, well, now he's coming. No, we had any business in an hour.
Wow.
Well, you're not going to because you're always closed
that.
At night.
Does the owner know that?
I doubt it. I extremely doubt it.
Oh, I think that franchise owner would like to know that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm so pissed because I've been there like four times and been unable to get anything
that's
during
bogus.
Business hours.
Can I ask a question? Is this is it split with Baskin Robbins too?
No, it's okay, part so of a gas so, station.
Okay.
Yeah, 24-hour gas station.
Some of them are Dunkin' Donuts /
Baskin Robbins. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds nice.
The one on Woodward. So this isn't the one on Woodward, because the one on Woodward's a split basket. Not that I would know.
Now, did you go to McDonald's after that to get your breakfast sandwich?
I think I was so disgusted I couldn't eat.
Oh.
I was so pissed. So then I go in the morning, because the morning is never a problem. Oh, wait, no, I left one visit out. I went at 3:45 yesterday to get, well, late lunch.
Yeah.
And I order a bacon, egg, and cheese on a raisin and cinnamon. First, I asked for the raisin and cinnamon bagels
because
I love those.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, yeah, we got plenty of those. He goes, okay, I want a bacon, egg, and cheese on a cinnamon and raisin bagel. And they go,
that's an odd choice.
With the bagel?
No, yeah, the bagel.
A little bit, but that's all right.
It's a little different, but I like those bagels. I've never had one before, and I had one because they were out of plain bagels. They were always out of fucking plain bagels there.
They don't have onion anymore.
Every day, I swear, this happened like 6 days in a row. I went in there. Yeah, I want bacon and cheese and a plain bagel. Oh, we don't have any plain bagels. And after like the fourth day, I said, do you think maybe you should get some more plain bagels? Because every day. And then the next day when I said, I'm ordering bacon and cheese on a plain bagel, but I already know you don't have any plain bagels. And he goes, no, we don't.
It's amazing.
But if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't know the joy of putting it on a cinnamon raisin.
That's true.
Bagel.
No, I give them credit for that. I will.
Their laziness is paid off big time for you.
So anyway, it's
just wait till you find out what you get after they're out of cinnamon raisin.
You get an everything.
Which they do run out of.
You get an everything. Yeah. That's always left.
I go there 3:45. I mean, it's prime time. I would assume afternoon drive. They must do a bunch of business. I said, do you have any cinnamon and raisin bagels? Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Great. I want bacon, egg, and cheese on a cinnamon raisin bagel.
We
don't have any eggs.
I knew it.
I said, you don't have any eggs? I said, then I can't get any sandwiches. I said, no, we can't give you, there's no sandwiches.
Wow.
Like, why are you even,
why wants that?
Are you even open?
This is, it's a half gas station too?
Yes.
Oh, is that why? They just don't care? They don't want to carry any food
waste?
I don't
know. I actually talked to one of the guys at the gas station about it, and he was livid. He wanted to know the times and days.
Oh, good.
And I didn't really know exactly what days they were, but I said, trust me, this place is not being run right. I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, believe me, I would think the owner would love to know.
Boy, that sucks.
I can't believe the owner's so half-assed that they never check up on the place. They never go by at night to find out it's never open at night.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the gas station guy. Maybe he's the owner.
No, I don't think so.
You should call it corporate. Because they'll be on his ass hard, man. If he's not living up to his franchise.
Dude, they'll probably send you some coupons for free stuff.
I forgot to tell you.
Oh, my God.
After yesterday, no eggs.
No, they probably will.
Yeah.
No eggs. I went this morning.
Yeah.
No eggs. I said, wait, you didn't have any eggs yesterday. You still don't have any eggs? No, we won't have any until Thursday. I said,
really?
No eggs till Thursday. I said, you know, there's a grocery store like two blocks
say,
from
you
here.
Should bring them
Why
eggs.
Don't you go to the fucking grocery store
they're
and get
fake
some eggs,
Drew? Huh? They're fags.
Yeah, they're fake eggs.
They're fags. They have to get their eggs. Or, yeah. They're specially made.
They're probably.
But the fact that no one can go to Dunkin' Donuts and get any sandwich for three fucking days, it's not worth it to go and get some real eggs and just be able to produce your product for a couple days?
If it's half gas station.
Why do they put closed on the place? I'd rather do that than be that embarrassed. Closed due to complete incompetence. Reopening Friday.
To incompetence.
Did you get a coffee?
Yeah, I got a coffee.
They had a fresh coffee?
Yeah,
for
a fresh
you?
Coffee. Okay. Yep. And I was like, this must be all you're doing. She goes, yeah, pretty much.
And they're proud
of
it.
What's
she wasn't like proud of it, but she wasn't upset. She reported it like it was a broken fingernail or something.
Is it nearby? It's you don't want to say?
Not too far away.
I'm going to go there after the podcast.
After the podcast? It's way closed. It's 8
they
o'clock.
Not
they got nothing.
There's no way they'll be open.
I just want to scope the area out. I want to check it out.
Why don't we send Joey up there right now?
Because they'll have nothing, to serve them. It'll be a total waste of time. They will have nothing. You want coffee.
Send Joey to that place now and put him on the phone. Let's do an order on the phone.
They won't be open. I'm telling you, they will not be open.
Be great.
They're never open after like 8 o'clock.
We'll keep going there, and we'll keep asking eggs.
Sorry,
and
Joe. I didn't mean to send you.
We'll get them back because I'll order too many because I'll think they're going to have a big rush on egg sandwiches.
Wait, I want to know, what is the deal with these eggs?
What
are fags?
Same thing as McDonald's. They're fake eggs.
McDonald's are real eggs.
Are they real
eggs? When I worked there, they were.
Maybe they are real eggs. They don't look it.
A lot of convenience stores, they're like pre-cooked and they warm them up. Yeah,
they're like astronaut eggs.
Are they folded? Do you know if they're folded or if they're...
Yes, they are.
A lot of times.
No, these are not folded. I don't think these are folded.
Tim Hortons does
that. Cut
them
up for the dogs once in a while.
Tim Hortons does that.
Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
There's a Tim Hortons.
They have great breakfast sandwiches.
Tim Hortons?
They have great breakfast sandwiches. They do. And they serve them all day.
I mean, Tim.
What are you working with Tim Hortons?
No, I love their breakfast. Remember, we used to get them at the station in the morning.
McDonald's has breakfast all day now.
Yeah,
I've never been to a Dunkin' Donuts that was not open when it was supposed to be. Did not have every product on the list. Mm-hmm. I've never been to one that didn't have a certain kind of bagel.
Try the one on Woodward. You can get a donut and ice cream. You get both.
Master Robbins.
I got to ask you about some of these buttons inside the. There's three things that have big labels on it, like the ray projector.
I don't even know what they say.
You know what they say? I'll just go look. I'm just wondering what they do. There's the bat ray projector, the start button. Does the start button really need that big sign on there?
For the penguin, right, Nick?
Oh, is that right? And the homing receiver. Does the homing receiver scope work?
Yeah. It puts up the radar there.
Oh. Can I see it?
Can you make it work?
And the bat. Do you know what the bat ray projector is?
No, I don't know what it is.
Does the does this go on at all times? The emergency light. Hey, I got to see all the toys. Hey, there we go. Okay, how about the fire out the back? Can I see fire out the back?
Yeah, open the trunk.
Is that a big pain in the ass? Sounds like it. Yeah. And Jay, I'm just enjoying the Batmobile. We're gonna see fire out the back. I better move back here. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty cool. There's propane in the trunk, which, of course, makes the fire go out the back, which is one of the coolest things about the Batmobile, if you ask me.
How badass was it seeing that thing coming down the street at your house?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, I felt like a kid when I saw it. My God.
It's the Batmobile! You
did it. I just said, the Batmobile's in front of my house!
My door and fell off.
Oh, God. Another pot shot at my porch, my former porch. We're going to get fire out the back, Charlie. Oh, here you go. Heads up. No fire. We have no fire out the back, Jay. Not yet.
Here,
listen. It's like the stove running on and on. Not good. Did you pick up on the Starsky and Hutch vehicle back there?
Pilot?
The pilot light?
You got one of those barbecue lighters?
Jay, we need you out here.
I'm not going to head out.
You can make... No, it's okay.
Do I have one of those?
What?
Barbecue lighters?
Those little... I do not.
We need you. You got to run around behind him.
And yes, there's a bit of a spectacle. If anyone that drives by has to slow down and get their phone cameras out. Charlie pointed out the Batmobile to a cute jogger. What'd she say? I think she said it's cool. It is such a rush. Mel, have you had to do any work on this car? What have you done?
Paint job, tons of work to the
speak up, Mel.
Radiator, it ran really hot.
It was like a money pit.
It has been a money pit, and it took a long time to get it running properly.
How many miles have you put on it?
300.
300? Mel, I'd be driving this thing to work every day. Have you taken it on any trips at all just to be a show-off?
Took it to Comic-Con. I had to take a picture with it. Came out with $8,000.
What? $8,000? Really? Is that the best commerce you've done with a Batmobile?
That's the only commerce I've done with any of my cars.
Well, why haven't you done more commerce with your cars? Look how much you can make, man.
Huh? That was an exception because Batman and Robin are at Comic-Con this year.
Oh, were they in the pictures too? What were they charging for pictures? What did they charge for pictures too? It's pretty good commerce being Batman, isn't it?
I think I spent way more fixing this car up.
Yeah, Charlie's on the bat phone. Does that phone work? No. Something told me that. Something told me that phone didn't work.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
You ought to have Charlie check the brakes to see if they're spongy.
That's the monkey mobile.
Yeah, well, check the Batmobile. Check the Batmobile, too, though.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Charlie's putting the cowl on. That's is that the right color scheme? Is that what it is? Wow, I didn't know that was like light blue there. Wow. You look bizarre in that thing, Charlie. You don't look like yourself. Maybe the glasses will help. Charlie looks possibly Asian with the bat cowl on. He has sunglasses over. He looks ridiculous. Have you ever seen the Batmobile before? Oh, he has. No big deal.
Yeah.
Why are you taking a picture then? Oh, on TV, he says. It's a bike rider. We're creating a bit of a spectacle here, Jay.
I was going to say, do you want
the bat phone comes. Charlie took the bat phone out of the car, the entire phone and what it's sitting on. Can Charlie drive the Batmobile?
There's nothing about anything except spongy brakes.
I promise I won't say anything about spongy brakes. I swear. Is that the shittiest thing anyone's ever said about the monkey mobile, Mel?
I'll be too nice.
No, thanks.
It'll be all right.
My car. This is me. I haven't even mentioned it. What? Charlie works for Fox, too. He's a separate entity. You know what spongy brakes are. Oh, man. It's like four blocks away. I know. We're being really high maintenance, Charlie. We're trying to be really high maintenance, Jay. It's not working. Well, actually, I take that back. We've been pretty high maintenance already. We got him over here.
Yeah, he's here.
Charlie wanted to drive the Batmobile through his house so his daughter could see it. And it was not a popular idea.
All right, Jay,
over and out. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, bro. Come on, Charlie. Wow, that was really cool. And it's funny, the neighborhood, that's about the most neighbors I've seen out of their houses at one time on the street.
I can imagine. Got everybody stopping.
Yeah, no, it's just so cool. I can't imagine what more people would stop for than that, really. It's such a visual. God, I love that car. I mean, they're all pretty cool, but the Batmobile is about as good as it gets.
I thought he was going to park it under your house.
You thought he was going to park it what?
Under your house.
Under my house.
Like the Batcave.
Oh.
Just thought the weeds would open up.
Oh, man.
The cave would be really cool inside.
The weeds, another shot.
Shot to the heart.
I can't decide if this trashy house is a bit or if it's real.
It's a bit.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a real bit.
You're such a dick.